Lawmakers and school leaders would normally have President's Day off, but instead they spent it at the State House as testimony on changes to the EdChoice private school voucher program went on. Most of the witnesses were firmly in one of two camps, public schools or parochial schools. The rare President's Day hearing was a marathon, as dozens of witnesses were scheduled. Sean Parsons is the president of the Athens City School Board.
With a voucher system based upon a school being labeled as failing through state testing, it will allow for the taking of many thousands of tax dollars from public schools to private ones at the detriment of nearly 1.7 million public school children in Ohio.
Parsons and other public school officials are concerned about the changes to EdChoice enacted by the Senate. That proposal would increase income-based vouchers, which are paid by the state, but it would also keep the EdChoice program, which is based on school building performance. Those vouchers are paid by school districts, $6,000 for a high school voucher and $4,650 for K-8. The Senate plan sets the number of EdChoice buildings at 420. If lawmakers don't enact that plan, or a House plan that would replace EdChoice with all income-based vouchers, next school year there will be 1,227 EdChoice buildings in 70% of all of Ohio school districts. That's more than double the number of EdChoice buildings this school year. But the schools that accept EdChoice vouchers are pushing back. Overwhelmingly, those schools are religious, many of them Catholic. Sister Maureen Burke is the president of St. John's School in Ashtabula County.
Catholic schools throughout Ohio and throughout our country have saved public schools money. We have made an investment very strongly in urban education. Religious sisters throughout history have provided that service to many schools in Ohio and continue to do so, especially in schools that are affected by poverty and lack of choices.
That question of funding is critical. Tom Burton is the superintendent of the Princeton City Schools in Southwest Ohio and says because six of his schools are on the list, those EdChoice vouchers could cost his district $3 million next year, money that taxpayers who just passed a levy last fall would have to put in.
This year, Princeton will receive just over $1,100 per student. Compare this to the $6,000 it will cost us if one high school student leaves to attend private school. That's equivalent to six students' fundings in Princeton alone.
But EdChoice supporters say the money is needed to offer a full spectrum of options to parents. Vince Woodall is with the Catholic Diocese of Cincinnati, with 10,000 kids on EdChoice vouchers.
Public schools rely solely on state and local funding to operate, whereas Catholic and other private schools are totally different. Our schools rely heavily on philanthropy. The 23 high schools within our archdiocese offer over $25 million a year in financial assistance, on top of what EdChoice and our families are bringing to the table.
Private schools do get auxiliary funds from the state, for instance, for textbooks, medical specialists, and counselors. And public school districts do provide transportation for private school students. And public school officials are frustrated that some EdChoice vouchers are used by students who've attended private school their whole lives. Heather Weingart is the president of the Shaker Heights City Schools Board of Education. Three of that district's schools are on the EdChoice list.
How does it make sense to deem that a school is failing and take the most basic resource needed to improve? In many cases, those dollars are going to students who never even attended to use our local schools.
But EdChoice supporters are frustrated that the window to apply for vouchers was supposed to open February 1st. But the afternoon before, lawmakers moved that back to April 1st. Teresa Silva is a parent in North Royalton who needs EdChoice to help with the $18,000 tuition to send her son to Cleveland St. Ignatius and says the criteria for vouchers has been in place for a while.
People are not liking the results. That's why all of a sudden, even though it's been in since 2014, we don't like the results. Now we're going to go back and change the rules. I don't let my kids play Monopoly that way.
But there is agreement that the system that put so many schools on EdChoice needs to change. Laura Jones is the chair of the Citizens Committee that works to pass levies in the Hudson City School District.
Currently, Hudson does not have any failing schools, but that could easily change with such a broken evaluation system.
Lawmakers have said they want time to change the system and likely will toss out the A through F report cards created in 2012. As Jones finished her testimony, she passed out brightly colored bagged lunches to the committee members, who kept the hearing going without a break so all who showed up could state their case. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.